Given that you've been journeying with these teachings for a while now, hopefully you understand, at least in to some degree, that your part in the dance of grace, the unfolding of grace, always invites some kind of surrender. And hopefully you're learning and discovering that surrender isn't this thing that you can do, but rather it's something that you allow to happen. That surrender, when it really happens, when it unfolds, it occurs, it feels like you're not doing anything at all. You're simply allowing what is utterly natural to take place. It's a letting go that is a non-doing, that is just a relaxing out of the construct of being a separate somebody that thinks it's the doer, that is referencing thoughts and memories and history. You're yielding to that which is. You disappear into the mystery, who you thought you were, the construct of a little me disappears. And that this disappearing is how all the miracles really happen. So we call this miraculous happening ego relaxation, because that's more accurately what surrender really is. It's a transmission, an invitation in any instant for a vacation, a true vacation, from the unnecessary struggle and strife that is really at source coming from your construct of being a personality, of relating to life through a construct that of course distorts reality and has you living in a world that feels scary and difficult and is beset with strife and problems. And so when we open to the transmission of ego relaxation, when we let the koan that says, be nothing, do nothing, get nothing, become nothing, seek for nothing, relinquish nothing, into us, it's a stopping of the whirring of the machines. It's an instantaneous reset, clearing. We are returned for a moment to our factory default setting, our true nature. And it's such a relief. Our mind might not understand why we feel such relief, just taking that transmission in, because it is confounding to our mind. And that is the point. Like a good Zen koan is just to interrupt the construct that is causing so much of the trouble.